Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
The reporter we had, and it was Wendy Saltzman from CBS Atlanta, who was in here yesterday, and she told us about this report that they were going to air last night where they hid these tiny little cameras in cars, and the cars were healthy, fine, and took them into different garages and mechanics and, you know, like quick oil change places and said, can you take a look at this and tell me what it needs?
Well, actually, it wasn't she was going in. They said, we just need an oil change.
Right.
And they wanted to see what the mechanic was going to come back with. Yeah, because the car, one, didn't need an oil change and didn't need anything. And they wanted to see what the mechanics were going to come back with and what they were going to try to sell them and whether you can trust your mechanic or not.
We have to pick up Joe on the voice disguiser. Joe is a mechanic. And before we play this audio, I haven't heard the audio yet, Josh has heard the CBS Atlanta audio from last night and says it's pretty interesting and a little bit disturbing if you have to take your car in for work.
Okay. No,
Joe is a mechanic. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, Burt Show?
Good morning.
Good. You're on the voice disguiser.
Okay, good. I just had a comment. I work for a well-known mechanic shop, and our owner says there's always three things wrong with a car, whether there is or not. You just have to find it and sell it.
Really?
Wow. Always three things. So what's the most typical three things that you would say?
Like, what's an easy one?
An easy one is windshield wipers, brakes, coolant flush.
So you will, even if somebody's wipers are perfectly fine or could just be made good with just being, you know, wiped off, you'll say, well, you got to replace your wipers because that's your boss's mandate?
Yeah, even if they're fine.
Wow.
Brakes too. Well, if you're getting four tires, they always tell you to try to sell brakes.
Yeah, because, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Most people don't know even how their car works.
Mm-mm.
You know, they know to put the key in the ignition, and that's all you do. And so if somebody said that my coolant needs flushing, I'll be like, oh, really? Okay, you know, sure.
Do you have
charge me.
Do you have either something that you've done or something that you've witnessed? What would be the biggest discrepancy, like somebody coming into the garage for a $40 service, whatever needs to be done, and they walked out spending thousands. Have you witnessed anything that significant?
Well, I've witnessed someone coming in for a 1999 oil change and leaving with about $800 worth of transmission service and radiator flushes, brakes.
And that was all, unneeded?
Yeah, unneeded.
Jeez. Wow. That's awful.
See, the way the mechanics work is it doesn't show up because they said they get paid by the hour. But whatever mechanic sells the most service parts, they get bonuses.
Do you not feel bad for doing that to somebody?
Yeah, but why do it? Yeah, I have to keep a job.
If you don't do that, will you be fired?
Oh, yeah. If you don't put up numbers, you lose your job.
Wow. Thanks for the call, Joe.
Wow. So you get a commission on the services you sell.
Hey, Emily, welcome to the show.
A car mechanic on Lennox Road.
Okay.
About a month and a half ago for a routine oil change, was told that I needed to replace all four tires, which I had just replaced a month before.
Mm-hmm.
Was told I needed a complete brake system for $3,000, which had been done 6 months before. Was told I needed a coolant and radiator flush.
Mm-hmm.
And the kicker was I was told I needed to replace my front and back windshield wipers, which then I started to laugh at the guy because I don't have back windshield wipers.
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
And there was about 10 people in the waiting room, and I said to the guy, you know, you would have gotten any girl who walked in the door today with all that until you told her she needed back windshield wipers, and then you just lost the sale.
So did you tell all the people in
the
waiting room?
I said it in front of all them. One guy stood up and started clapping for me.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
Random applause is always good. So these are some clips from CBS Atlanta last night. This is Wendy's report. So Wendy, I haven't heard these yet, so let's just play them in order. The first one is 52.
Express Lube.
CBS Atlanta News took this car to be inspected by our station mechanic at WT Standard. Then we rigged the car with three hidden cameras before we put it back on the road.
We mounted one here in the front, one here underneath the bumper in back. The final one was hidden here in the hood up front.
Our producers then took the car into 10 repair shops to get an oil change.
What's really necessary today?
And we were upsold at 5 of the 10 stores we visited.
Everything is necessary.
At Express Lube on Ponce, we were sold an air filter, power steering flush, and a coolant flush that our mechanic said we didn't need, and a rear differential service that Express Lube said was needed based on mileage. The differential is the set of gears that transfers the power from the transmission to the tires. The total bill was $275.
So actually, technically, I'm trying to save you as much money as I can.
Wow.
They can upsell you to like $400 and then chop $100 off it and make it seem like you're getting a great deal. Number 53.
Our next stop, Express Lube in Dunwoody. They sold us a rear and front differential and a transfer case service.
Fluids need to be changed out.
Okay.
Drained and new fluid put in.
They should have been able to inspect the rear differential fluid to see that it was clean. We had just had it changed at their Atlanta store the day before, and they never did some of the work they charged us for. Our camera showed they never flushed the rear differential. All the technician did was fill it with more fluid until it overflowed. And in the front...
It just looks dirty.
Our hidden cameras and an inspection by our mechanic showed Express Lube never flushed it. They left dirty fluid in the front differential. Our total charge was $135.
The
You know, it's funny. That just reminds me that Katie had an experience one time where she had gone to get service, and then when she went to a separate place to get the next service.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they explained to her that... the past service had not been done. You know,
so like she went for an oil change
and
they're
like, this is, yeah, things look much worse than they should, you know, based on the mileage you say you've put on the on these fluids. And so, yeah, and I totally forgot about that.
Hang on, I gotta get hey, David.
Davis, yes.
All right, we're gonna what's your name?
Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Oh, Davis, hang on the line. Okay, don't hang up, because I want to get to your call, but we're gonna play a couple more clips. All right.
All right,
I'm assuming you're a mechanic.
Right.
All right, hold on. The Jiffy Lube indicator.
At Jiffy Lube indicator, we were again sold a rear differential service, as well as a transmission service and a radiator fluid exchange. And our mechanic's advice?
Well, that's where it looks new, and then I would say we don't need services.
Remember, our fluid was clean and had already been serviced twice. And again, like Express Lube, they didn't do a flush like they said they would. They just added more fluid and charged us for work that was never done. Back at our mechanic?
So this was an upsell?
Yeah, it was upsell.
The mechanic could have also inspected the coolant, which was flushed the day before, but they upsold us on that service too for another $89.
This is not going well.
No way.
For these guys, would you even know going in? Like I don't know what the difference.
I know that's know and that's why they're able to do it is because nobody knows. I don't know my car. Mm-mm. I don't know what it does, and so I think and they take full advantage of knowing that everybody's ignorant that they come in.
Do. Like, I wonder how do you protect yourself, you know?
Except for
going to mechanic school yourself.
I remember, or finding, like she suggested yesterday, you just find one person that you like.
But how do you find them without putting cameras on your own car and seeing what they're doing, you know?
I remember when I was a kid, like, my dad used to change his own oil. Mm-hmm. Like, he was able to fix things. But I think what happened was one car service got less expensive. You know, like I think it doesn't cost as much to take.
I think cars are more complicated.
And
than they
cars
used to be.
Now have computers and this and that, and I'm clueless.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me like if you go to one of these chain stores, then you're having the problem. But there's no mom and pop clips on here. Like if you go to a mom and pop mechanic, apparently they're doing the job.
My dad does. He's always gone to the same mechanic he's known for, mm-hmm. 20, 30 years or whatever it is. And they're buddies and they've known each other a long time. And that's who he trusts. And that's the only one he'll go to.
But remember when we talked
for
to Wendy,
everything.
When we talked to Wendy yesterday and I asked about dealerships, because part of their investigation did not include, brand dealerships where there are still reports that goes on. So I think it goes on. I think it's based on the people, not just the fact that if they're mom and pop or chain,
Right.
Let's play the last clip. This is from the Decatur Goodyear.
Decatur Goodyear off Claremont was our most expensive stop, with recommended repairs totaling more than $1,100.
Oh my God.
But nothing urgent that needs to be.
I mean, all of it's urgent.
Again, we were recommended to do a front and rear differential service and a transmission flush and spark plugs.
Definitely start getting some of it done before you have a catastrophe.
And when we returned to confirm we absolutely needed the repairs, Goodyear tacked on another recommendation, a brake fluid flush on top of the transmission flush.
Transmission is the one that concerns me the most. I mean, dirty transmission fluid is supposed to be like a red fluid, mm-hmm. and this is almost black.
Oh, okay.
And brake fluid, same way. Brake fluid is supposed to be clear, and it's almost black.
Again, our mechanic said it was completely unnecessary.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Yeah. Fluid's clear.
It is clear.
If I worked, by the way, at CBS Atlanta, I would make a lot of fun of Wendy for saying my fluid's clear a lot. Like that could be ringtones and stuff.
I can't wait till she approaches these people tonight.
That's tonight.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I was just kind of listening to this, and it sounds a little ridiculous at what's going on. I know a guy that's actually been here in Georgia for years and just doesn't know how to get his stuff out there. He kind of does advocate stuff like this. He does a membership fee kind of thing to where he keeps all your records for your cars. If you ever have an issue with your car, you call him up. Tell him, hey, I got a knocking that's going on over here. He tells you a couple different, you know, reputable shops to take it to, people that he knows, not these chain things that have blown up the way that they have just mm-hmm. based on, you know, ripping people off. His company is called Repair Busters, and that's basically what he does. If you call him up, like I said, mentioning that you have the knock, you tell him what they quoted you at, and he'll kind of tell you there's no way that that's an issue with your car because that doesn't have anything to do with that part.
So you said it's a membership thing or whatever, so you're paying him regardless, so it's not like he makes any money off of saying that it is or is not a problem.
Correct. It's a one-time yearly fee, and so he does that.
It's actually brilliant.
Isn't it? And his biggest thing is he just doesn't know how to get his name out there. He's got a MySpace page right now. I've tried to tell him about the Facebook and the Twitter and everything, and you know, he's very mechanically inclined. If he could work on cars for people all the time, he would. His biggest thing is he can't stand watching people get ripped off all the time.
What's his MySpace, you know, site? What's his MySpace page?
I think it's Repair Busters. Let's see if I can. Yeah, myspace.com/repairbusters.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold, too, and just to confirm that information, and we'll have Carl double-check it, and that's something we could put up on our website because I think that would be... And you know what?
It's great help. Yeah. It's like Jen said. I mean, you know, you feel lost, and what do you do to protect yourself?
Hey, David, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Or Davis. I'm sorry. This is Davis. How are you?
Davis, yes.
Davis the mechanic.
Yes.
What's
now,
up?
This is ridiculous. These places that you already have on here, I mean, they're notorious for charging too much for things that, you know, aren't even right. I used to work for... one of the places that you actually spoke of is in a different state, though, and I just had to leave and start my own business because it's just ridiculous.
But most people don't know that.
Yeah, do they encourage you? You said you used to work for them, so you're encouraged by your bosses to upsell and...
Yes, and unfortunately it was actually on a bonus level, whereas if you sold so much in a month, mm-hmm. then you got an extra such amount of money and... You know, yeah, the money look good, but I mean, just sitting there taking people for their money.
Yeah. So you're in sales if you work there, not in mechanics. You're there to sell people on stuff instead of fix their cars.
Well, I started off in sales, but then I couldn't hang with sales because sitting there lying to the people to their faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. I don't have a poker face.
Mm-hmm. You know what? If a company is smart, they would advertise like no bonuses or no commissions. Like when I buy electronics and computers and stuff, if there's a commission free, like I just feel more
mm-hmm.
like if the dude talking to me doesn't have anything invested in what mm-hmm. how much I spend, I just feel more comfortable mm-hmm. with it.
That was all my years with working with the Shane Company.
Yeah,
for jewelry, their salespeople aren't on commission.
Right, so you go in there, and they don't care if you buy a $100 diamond or a $10,000 diamond.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, Susanna, welcome to the show.
Hi, I was just trying to call in because I had a catalytic converter replaced once, and I think I paid around $600, which I think was overpriced, and then I went into a Honda dealership, and then they tried saying, after I had already got it replaced, tried mm-hmm. saying that my total would be around $1,100.
To have the same thing replaced?
Yes. Well, no, I did not get it done, but they charged me for the thing that I just got it replaced like a few months ago.
It just, to me, yeah, no. It's a shame because I hate that mechanics are getting a commission based on services, so you're punished if you take care of your car. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's kind of very much like healthcare, where, you know, you should be invested more in making sure your car runs well than, you know, letting it break down and make money off of it, you know?
I am excited to see her tonight go back to these guys.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Confrontation. Hey. And what they have to say for themselves on camera, you know? Just ripping people off.
Yeah.
Hey, Emma, you'll be the last call.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
That's fine.
What's going on?
Well, I was calling in and let them know that as a female, they always try to get over you because they look at a female and go, cha-ching. Mm-hmm. Well, I cha-ching them back, and I found out that if you can go to the store, the auto parts store,
right,
get yourself a book about your car, and start going up under the hood and finding out about your car, and that's what I started doing. And in doing so, I was able to help a lot of single mothers. They help keep their car up and running to know what kind of what kind of little knocks to listen for, so that way when they take it in and they're not sure if they can fix it themselves and take it in to get it done, then that way ripped off. And a lot of times they usually catch them, because I caught one mechanic trying to pull that stunt that he had changed my timing belt, and he didn't. And I literally did not pull off until I'm like, excuse me, but my belt isn't changed. And he was like shocked that I knew what the hell I was talking about.
Good for you.
So did you just go in?
I pulled a good one on him, and I'm like, if you don't change it, guess what? That's for free, because I'm not paying for.
Did you go, was it a book that you bought, or did you just go to the auto parts store and just start asking the guys who work there?
Yeah, I went to the auto parts store, but I also knew exactly what was going on because my car was sounding funny, and I'm like, okay, it's not turning light, it's doing this little stop, drop, and I said, okay,
let me
look up under the hood and see what was going on, and found out the belt was loose, and then he's like, well, you need to get that changed, and I asked the guys at the store first, and he's like, yeah, you need to have that changed, and I'm like, oh, I can't do that, that's a little heavy duty there, so I'm going to take it down here, and they charged me for it, but then they didn't change the belt.
That's actually a good plan, is to talk to the auto parts guys, because they don't.
Right.
They're not out there fixing it. Right. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.